Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Back with Hannah in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the shoot, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the shoot. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Talking with Hannah Thompson-Weeman, of course, Animal Agriculture Alliance. Let's talk, Hannah, about where we are. Maybe give us kind of a state of 2021 after we've come out of the pandemic. These various groups that don't like animal agriculture a little or not at all, they continue to be pretty active.
We definitely have seen activism on the rise, really, throughout the pandemic. And I get that question a lot of maybe people haven't seen a lot about it. It's not getting maybe as much attention, or we have enough other issues going on. But unfortunately, it is not the case that, you know, activism is taking a backseat. We've really seen an uptick in certain incidents over the past year and a half because of groups being, or individuals being home more. Maybe they're taking unemployment, so they have more time to dedicate to activism. So we've continued to see gatherings, maybe not at the same scale, and we've continued to see a lot of suspicious incidents, you know, drone sightings over farms and plants, and those type of things going on at the grassroots level. One trend in particular that we're concerned about is activist groups trying to contribute to and take advantage of supply chain disruptions. That's been, you know, the headline throughout. Is food secure? Is food getting more expensive? Are we going to be able to get food? And while some are concerned about that, there are activist groups that are saying, we want the supply chain to be disrupted. We want prices to go up because we want consumers to not be able to purchase animal proteins. So we have an activist group that's mainly in California, but they have supporters across the country. And they just did a pretty large-scale incident a few weeks ago in California at a poultry plant where their press release came out and said, we want to shut this plant down for at least 12 hours. We want to disrupt their supply chain. We want to affect their customers, which in turn affects the consumers that are trying to buy those products. And they did that by chaining themselves to a U-Haul that they parked in front of the main entrance to the plant, and then chaining themselves together and in tubs of cement in front of that U-Haul so that they were more difficult to remove. And that's a protest technique called the sleeping dragon technique. They're borrowing that from some of the climate protesters, the pipeline protesters. And the kicker with that technique is the way that they're locked together, the devices that they're using. Law enforcement needs special training and special equipment in order to remove them. So they were able to be there at that plant for 7.5 hours. And law enforcement had the training they needed. They had to go to another sheriff's department to get the equipment. And that was in California. So does your sheriff's department, wherever you are in rural Oklahoma, do they have the training they need? Do they have the equipment they need? If they replicate that model in other areas, which we anticipate they will, it could be an even bigger incident. So those efforts to disrupt the supply chain are really concerning.
That's fairly over. I mean, that's pretty, I guess, up in your face.
It really is. And again, their whole goal is to get media attention, get social media attention, have these really outlandish stunts. And luckily, that plant was still able to operate. They had other entrances. So they didn't really achieve their goal of disrupting the supply chain. But we know they learn, they evolve from all of these incidents. So we think we're going to see them continue to employ those higher level protest tactics. And they're collaborating with other movements. You know, the past year and a half, worker health and safety has really taken center stage when we talk about the COVID-19 pandemic, talk about vaccinations. Workers in plants have been a major topic of conversation, as well as the climate. So we're seeing a lot of mission creep between animal rights extremist organizations and worker advocates and climate advocates. And they're all coming together with this message that the meat community and animal agriculture, you know, it's bad for the planet, it's bad for people, it's bad for human health and safety, it's bad for animal welfare. And that's a narrative that we're going to have to push back on and be ready for.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world, so join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.